Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're thinking, what in the world does that passage have to do with Christmas?
What in the world?
Thank you. Well, I have to say right off that this has been one of those messages, sermons that I have prepared. And then yesterday afternoon, God said, try this on for size. As I met an individual that I was trying to help a few days ago, this person saw me and said, do you need to talk? I says, no, I think I've already said too much. Well, come into my apartment, will you please? And I sat, and it felt like I was sitting next to a volcanic eruption. I literally got hell for what I had said to this individual, which I was trying to help. Now, you will see what I'm talking about as I continue this morning. But I thought yesterday afternoon, God says, okay, let's practice this one, Gary, and see how it works. So before I say anything to you, I've already been practicing it. And I would just soon not be here right now. But God has a wonderful way of working. Peace. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is given, unto us a son is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What peace? And you and I, all around us today, there is this unpeacefulness, if you will. Walking in the store the other day, I encountered a young man with two small children that I could have wrapped up and stuck into the basket, but I didn't. And he proceeded, will you two shut your blankety blank mouth? This is Christmas time and a time for peace, so shut your blankety blank mouth. The first thing that I thought of was, Merry Christmas, kids. What's that got to do with peace? What is Jesus talking about here? What is this passage that David just read for us got to do with Christmas? Well, hang in there with me, will you please? Christmas is a time for peace, but we don't always see it around us. Luke chapter 2, verse 4. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. Keep that in mind. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. As the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. The peace I give to you is from me. We want peace. Israel, at this particular time when Jesus came into the world, was looking for peace. All around them was nothing but strife, nothing but discomfort from the Roman world. They wanted peace. They wanted to get Rome out of here. And that was what they were looking for in their hoped for Messiah, to bring peace. We want peace today in our country. There is such a terrible disarray in our country right now. And we wonder what in the world is going on. Well, I believe Jesus is trying to say something to us in this whole process. Because he has come into this world to bring peace, and yet he warns the disciples, and us, Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Wait a minute. I thought you were the Prince of Peace. And I thought Luke just got through telling us that you came into the world to bring peace. So how do we put these things together? What is Jesus saying when he tells us, "For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own family." What's this all about? Jesus did come to bring peace. Not as the world gives, but as he gives. And in the midst of that giving, there is conflict all over the place. A man against his wife, a man against his children. It goes on and it goes on and it goes on. We see that in our government today. It is chaos. And so some people have to go without getting paid in the same time. Jesus is telling us, I believe, that this peace that he has come to bring is a new spirit in our own lives. The Spirit of Christ cannot have a relationship with the spirit of the devil. It doesn't work. We once had neighbors across the street from us who dreaded when Christmas came. They did not want to be with their family because there was nothing but chaos. Merry Christmas. So the spirit that is in those who are against Christ are opposed to the spirit of those who follow the Most High. It is the spirits then that are in opposition and not the persons. Okay? I had to swallow that one yesterday. Okay. It's the spirit working in this individual who, by the way, is a retired pastor. And I thought, wait a minute. Okay, Lord. A heart of peace is what I needed more than any time I had for a long time. I've heard Christians, or at least they tell me they're Christians around me, say, "Gary, we should not talk so much about Christ because there are those people here who are not believers and we don't want to offend them." Hello? What in the world are we here for? If it isn't to bring peace. We have a different spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who works in us. I have, all through my ministry, refused to marry a Christian with a non-Christian. For this very reason, there are two spirits involved. The Holy Spirit in the Christian, and the spirit of the devil in the non. And together, they don't work. They don't work. And there is usually chaos that erupts eventually. I'm so nervous, I'm thirsty. No, hang in there. I really never had to preach a sermon that I had to live the day before. Yeah, it's about to. Thank you, Dale. You're absolutely right. So this one comes for me as much as it does for you. It seems to me that what Jesus is saying here in this warning to the disciples, it seems to me that Jesus may have been going back to Babel, Genesis 11, 1 to 4, when everything was the same language and sameness. Everybody was alike. Do you know what? There is no forgiveness. There is no reconciliation in that kind of a situation. You ever thought of that? Jesus is saying the world in which we live has conflict. And the peace I'm giving to you is going to cause a reaction to those around you. So what's the healing step? What do we do with that next? Well, in verse 32, Jesus gives us the answer. Verse 38. The answer is one word. What is it? What? Death. Death. Dying to self. In the midst of the volcano yesterday, Jesus said, Gary, are you dying to yourself? No, I'm having a hard time with that one, Lord. But that is the answer. It's dying to myself. I am not the most important person in the world. And, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that's true. I was so impressed with George H.W. Bush's memorial service. Here was a man who gave his life for his country. He served for others. His whole living, whether it was in the armed services or in the White House, it was for America. What a contrast we see today in our government. We've got too many congresspeople, too many in the White House, if I may say so, who are there for themselves and where they can go rather than for what is the best for our country. Christ does come to bring peace, not as the world brings, but as he does. And as a result of all that is around us, there's going to be conflict. In the middle of preparing for this sermon, I opened a Christmas present from my son, and here was a book entitled The Anatomy of Peace, Resolving the Heart of Conflict. One of the best books I have read in my life. And all I could, as I went through this thing on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay, God, what this thing is about is having a heart of peace and not a heart of conflict. And this whole thing goes through the steps of getting there. Amazing. It's an interesting book, and you can have it, Sherry, because you're supposed to read it next. I have to admit, though, that when I was going through the book, I thought, why did you give this to me, Tim? And I found out as I kept reading through the thing. But the whole thing that Jesus, I believe, is talking about is the heart that we have, the Spirit of Christ in us. The Leonard Sweet, I was reading the other day, points out that Emmanuel means God with us. And as Terry Hierakis points out, the with is the middle name of God. Think about it. The with must be replacing the for in everything we do. We don't do something for a person, we do it with them. That's what got me in trouble the other day. I was seeking to do something for this individual because of the way they had been acting. Wrong, Gary. And I was told I was wrong. I didn't have any right to tell them what to do. Which is true, I didn't. The amazing thing is that I apologized for offending them. I said, will you forgive me? No. Guess what? That was the end of that conversation. I thank them for listening, and I said I'll be praying for you and me in this process. The other thing that Hierakas points out, we don't attend worship. We attend a concert. We go to worship with God is with us in all that we do. And Hierakas goes on to point out that we are not just witnesses, we are witnesses. Think about that. I never heard of that before. We are witnesses. We are with God. We are with one another. We are with ourselves. We are with the creation that God's given to us. It is a witness. I like that. We are here to be witnesses, and I believe that's what Jesus was talking about. When he says that when we are his disciples and we love one another, or we're with one another, then the world is going to see Christ in us. That's powerful. With God, with each other, with ourselves, and with creation. And so Jesus tells us in verse 32, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denounces me before others, I will denounce before my Father in heaven. Wow. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. What is the cross? It's not your wife or your husband. It's death. Dying to self. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever finds his life will lose it. That to me is the most fantastic goal God has given to me this beginning of this new year. What a resolution to have a heart of peace. But watch out who you practice it on. Because the world doesn't know that peace. As I was reading through the book on Friday, The Anatomy of Peace, Resolving the Heart of Conflict, I came upon a story, and I've never heard of this, the century tree. Do you know what a century tree is? Anybody know what a century tree is? It's found all over Arizona. It is a tree that grows about 30 feet tall. I thought this is interesting. It lives 15 to 25 years. It grows and grows, and its purpose for growth is to produce flowers in its last year of life. When it dies, it falls over and spreads the seeds from these flowers in order that new life may come. Now, why didn't Jesus talk about this tree when he was talking about dying to ourselves? I think it is a fantastic example of what it means to give ourselves. This tree struggles in the rocky, dry ground of Arizona and other places, giving everything it can to grow in order to die and spread life. What a goal for us as well. The century tree. To live in order to give and to multiply. I think that is the heart of peace. Now, that was the end of my sermon, I thought. And then I came upon these words in the last part of this great book. Listen, may we remember that your and my and the world's hope for outward peace depends most fully not on the peace we seek without, but on the peace we establish within. Let me read that again. May we remember that your and my and the world's hope for outward peace depends fully not on the peace we seek without, but on the peace that is established within. That's the answer that Jesus came to give as the Prince of Peace. Conflict? Yes, we can believe it. Not as the world gives. Now, the world doesn't know what peace is. Without you and me going to it with a heart of peace. And so, as I experienced, there is nothing whatsoever about comfort. I found that out yesterday as I listened to the volcano. It's not easy. But if we can have a heart of peace, and I still do toward this individual, and I hope that one day soon there will be some kind of resolution. So you can pray for me. Because it's so easy in those kinds of situations to have a heart of conflict. I thought you were a pastor and you're talking like that. No, that doesn't work. They weren't there. Father, thank you for the heart of peace that you give to us. You, the Prince of Peace. Thank you that you came to this world to give peace in the midst of conflict. And Lord, I pray that you will help each one of us as we face a new year, that we will have hearts of peace and not hearts of conflict. As we touch others around us, thank you, Father, for the peace that you give to us that the world cannot give. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.